Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. If you've been a long-time listener to this podcast, you know that the pattern of episodes changed last week. The reason being, it took me a while to write this episode, and you'll understand why after listening to it. Remembering a great leader, retired Colonel Dean Danis. Leadership has many attributes associated with being a good leader, such as perseverance, vision, inspiration, motivation, and service, just to name a few. A leader is there to serve, and my Uncle Dean was a great leader who served his country. Retired Colonel Dean Danis passed away on January 27th, 2022, after a valiant and brave battle with pancreatic cancer. He served in the Vietnam War, where he flew over 300 combat missions in the AC-47 gunship known as Spooky. He never talked about his time in Vietnam to anyone, not even his beloved wife, Penny, from what I've been told. Growing up, I was always intimidated by Uncle Dean, and it was not by his design. He was this larger-than-life man who fought for the freedoms that we have today. How could a kid not be intimidated by that impression? A little more about his background. After serving in Vietnam, he was stationed in the Panama Canal Zone. He flew A-37s to support the Peruvian earthquake relief effort and assumed command of the Joint Command Post personnel. After that assignment, he was stationed in Craig Air Force Base in Selma, Alabama, as a T-38 instructor pilot and flight commander. His next assignment was at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, where he was assigned to the Aggressors, a squadron that flew the McDonnell F-15 Eagle fighter jets. His next assignment was in Vicenza, Italy, where he brought Penny and his four children, Stephanie, John, Athena, and Catherine. During this tour, Uncle Dean led the 5th ATAF Crisis Action Support in support of Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Uncle Dean was pinned a colonel on December 1st, 1989. Uncle Dean and his family returned to the U.S. in 1991 to Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Uncle Dean had several roles at Randolph, including base commander before retiring in 1997. Based on his brief history, our family got to see them at times, but not as much as we'd like to. I did, however, occasionally travel to Las Vegas to visit Uncle Dean and Aunt Penny and the kids. One of my trips to Las Vegas, Uncle Dean properly introduced me to my first Coors beer. Oh, I can still remember that day. Now, I must stop for a minute. As I get older, I always refer to him as Uncle Dean, and I will continue to do so until I leave this earth. As we all know, as we get a little older in life, 30s and 40s, we tend to want to call our relatives by their first name. One of my cousins did refer to him as Dean once. He replied, "Son, please call me Uncle Dean." When I published my first book in 2015, Improv is No Joke, Using Improvisation to Create Positive Results in Leadership and Life, I sent him a signed copy. He read it and enjoyed it. However, he felt I left one chapter out of the book, and it should be in there, and that is a chapter on ethics. I sit here today remembering his request, and I forgot to put it in my most recent book, Off Script, Mastering the Art of Business Improv. I will be on a call with my publisher soon to correct this oversight. However, his comment got us discussing the ethics issue, which took a very interesting turn. We talked about the responsibility of education and training our workforce. I commented that many in the accounting profession were frustrated by the younger generation's lack of longevity in their employment before moving to another company. Many had commented saying they shouldn't have to pay for the employee training when they're just going to turn around and leave and take it to a new employer. Uncle Dean paused and then said, it was the employer's responsibility to train the employees, no matter how long they stayed, because they need the knowledge to be better stewards to their communities and their country. He felt that not investing in the learning and development of the workforce was doing a disservice to our country. That statement, that conversation defines my uncle. My Aunt Penny, after the funeral and the luncheon, when we all came back to their house to celebrate Uncle Dean's life, she said to the group that three things were very important to Uncle Dean: God, country, and family. Then she paused and said, for most of his life, it was country, family, then God. He loved the United States of America and stood beside her through the good, the bad, and the ugly. That is the definition of service. During his retirement from the Air Force, he did become an executive director for a nonprofit association for a few years. However, the thing he loved to do more than anything during his retirement was to play golf. About 5 years ago, I had a speaking engagement in Texas and took 2-3 extra days and spent time with Uncle Dean and Aunt Penny in San Antonio. I remember playing golf with him at Randolph Air Force Base. This was the first time I looked at him without any intimidation and saw him as the person he was, a loving man to his family, country, and God. We smoked a cigar or two after playing, sipped on some good Kentucky bourbon. Well, he did graduate from the University of Kentucky, even though he grew up in the greater Chicago area. Now, you know, I don't really remember the details of the conversation, and that's okay. I know how he made me feel that day and the fun we shared. I would be remiss if I didn't say that he was an outstanding public speaker who commanded and engaged an audience. We did talk a lot about the speaking business, and I did share some of my speaking videos with him. He watched them and provided excellent feedback, even on the type of shirt collar I should wear when presenting. Yes, detail-oriented he was. I was devastated when I received the news that he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I picked up the phone several times to call, but I couldn't bring myself to call him because my emotions would have taken my words entirely. However, I did attend his funeral to pay my respects. He was a man that meant a lot to me and my life. Uncle Dean was a great leader, and may his memory be eternal.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.